O'Connor Chiropractic Family Wellness Centre on Stray FM's Family Show.
March is National Bed Month, a time when we can think most about how important sleep is and why we should be getting more of it or better quality sleep altogether. I'm here with Dr. Jason O'Connor at O'Connor Chiropractic. Hello.
Hi, Beth.
Sleep is absolutely crucial. So many different things: mood, your immune system, energy levels, and just general health and well-being. I think there's variation, you know, person to person. You know, I think healthily minimum should be about 7 hours, but it's not just the amount of time in bed, because you can actually spend too long. It's more to do with the quality of sleep. If you go to bed too late, even if you stay in bed and lie until 10, 11 o'clock, it's actually, you're going to still be quite fatigued. So it's to do with kind of hormone release, cortisol release. And they actually say that the hours before midnight count as double as the ones afterwards. Oh. So it's better to go to bed early and get up early as opposed to go to bed late and get up late. Another big thing is people don't go into a deep sleep. So they may be in bed and they may close their eyes, but they're in a what we call restless sleep. So there's different types of sleep. So you can have brainwave activity when during the day you're really active, you're in kind of alpha beta brainwave activity, and then when you start to relax, that's when you go to like theta. And then when you go into a deep sleep, that's called delta. And a lot of people don't actually get into that deep delta sleep. So then you don't get energy reserves built back up again, and you don't feel as refreshed when you wake up.
Yeah. Is that what the, I know people often talk about REM sleep, and you've kind of, you can see graphs where it's going up and down, yeah, in waves. Is that that delta sleep that's right at the bottom, is it?
Yeah, it's exactly that. And it's to do with like energy. So what your brain, when it's in that deep delta sleep, it uses the least energy and it really switches off. That's when your immune system works at its best as well. So again, if you're not getting that good quality sleep, then you tend to get more coughs, colds, viruses. So I think you've got to try your best to break that. As I say, go to bed early, get up early, and then exercising as well helps with that kind of hormone release and pattern. Is to do with like cortisol levels and adrenal release, that type of thing. It's quite complex, but basically your body knows what it should be doing. So you sometimes just listen to it and trust your body.
What about when you actually get into bed? I know a lot of people say it's very important how good a quality bed you actually have.
Yeah, I mean, again, it can vary a little bit, but different person to person. But a general rule of thumb is you kind of the better quality mattress, like the memory foam, they tend to support your spine and keep you in a better neutral posture. So like optimal sleeping position, for instance, is on your side, one pillow, not on your front. Front is the worst position. A lot of people tend to do that on the front, and you turn your head to one side, knee goes up, arm goes up, and you're in that twisted position. Remember, you spend a third of your life in bed. So if you're in like a torsion twisted position, you tend to get up and you're going to be quite sore, achy, stiff neck, you know, even headaches from that. So back is a bit better, but again, you tend to have your legs out straight, so it's important to bend your legs, pop a pillow underneath your knees, and again, that'll help relax your back. But ideally, on your side, fairly straight, knees not bent up, not in that fetal position, because again, you're in that flex position. And a lot of people, then they sit at a desk all day in a flex position, sit in a car, and then they get in the bed, and again, in that flex position. So again, that promotes forward head carriage, rounded shoulders, that can affect lung capacity, tight muscles, all those types of things. So try and sleep more stretched out.
I'm definitely very much, do they call it the, is it the fetal position?
Yeah,
that
you're
kind of curled up.
Curled up, and especially it's really cold outside, and people, you know, when they get into bed and they get in that, adopt that position. But again, you're just keeping all the muscles, like your abdominal muscles, your chest muscles, the anterior neck muscles, all kind of flexed. And again, if you're using a desk computer all day, you're just constantly in that flex position, and it just really damages your posture. So that's why if you can get more stretched out, chin away from your chest, it can really help. And another couple of things is, again, trying to get a good restful sleep. You know, don't use visual media kind of half an hour before you go to bed. So TVs, laptops, iPads, those type of things, try and stay off those for about half an hour, and then again your brain will switch off a lot better. And another thing, a little tip, is most people set their alarms with their phones, and your phone's constantly getting emails, messages, updates, so try and put your phone on airplane mode. The alarm still works, and then you're not going to get, your brain won't be disturbed by all those signals coming in, because a lot of research show that does disturb your sleep as well. Herbal teas are good. Some of you will say like lavender oil is a good way to help you sleep. Magnesium or Epsom salt baths as well. Relaxing the nose. That's the magnesium, really good to relax your muscles.
We'll put together the official Dr. Jason O'Connor chiropractic tips for getting a better sleep. We'll put them online at strayfm.com. But it is obviously chiropractic care that you do here. You have a clinic in Harrogate, you have a clinic in Ilkley. What link have you seen between chiropractic care and sleep?
Yeah, well, I've been a chiropractor for 15 years. I've seen thousands of patients for all different ailments. And the biggest side effect that we see, what people don't actually present with, is the fact that they sleep better after they have chiropractic care. You know, some people haven't slept properly for, you know, 10, 20, 30 years, and they start getting adjusted. And they actually say, gosh, I slept through the night for the first time in all that time. The reason being is chiropractic really affects the tone of your central nervous system. And what I mean by that is you're either in what we call a sympathetic state or a parasympathetic. So sympathetic is fight or flight. Parasympathetic is that slow, calm, healing state, that theta delta state. So when you get an adjustment, that actually resets your nervous system and shifts it towards parasympathetic. And that's why often people sleep better, they have digestion calms down, the immune system's more efficient. And it's because how the nervous system goes away from that stressed, agitated state, which a lot of us are kind of get stuck in. Because we've had such success with it as a side effect, people then, obviously word of mouth, people talk about it. And yes, we have had people say, oh, my friend came to see you, they've slept tremendously since they've been adjusted, can you help me?
So if somebody wants to come to you for whatever reason it is, then you have, as I say, O'Connor Chiropractic in Ilkley and O'Connor Chiropractic in Harrogate, and I presume they can find all the details to get in contact with you if they just search for you online.
Yeah, if you go to o'connorchiro.co.uk, that's our website. You can go on there, has all our details. Drop us an email. You also go on Facebook, like our page, you know, drop us a message there. And we also do free phone consultations, so I'm more than happy to have a 10-minute chat with you, talk through your individual case and see whether chiropractic is suitable for you.
Fantastic. Well, Dr. Jason O'Connor, thank you very much.
Thank you, Beth.
O'Connor Chiropractic Family Wellness Centre on Stray FM's Family Show.